Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Now, this is amazing to me because you've given me this incredible fact that a duel, an actual duel, as in duel for honour, took place in a field in Homebush.
Early one morning in 1827.
Oh my, what?
Mind blown.
Absolute mind blower.
I know. It's something that people don't expect because I suppose people would think generally today that it's quite an antiquated, an old-worldly sort of thing to do, isn't it?
Well, it is,
it
let's
is.
Be honest.
Yeah,
I mean, these days we just punch people in the back of the head when
we don't challenge someone to a duel. No. So, I mean, it was really a question of honour. That's what duel kind of was revolved around. I'm sure people have images of depictions in films of them walking 30 paces and turning around and firing once.
I always think of On Jagen, that wonderful film. Duel scene in
there. There are so many duels to speak of, but we're talking specifically about Sydney. And, you know, I find it extraordinary that the first duel actually took place in 1788. So that was the first order of business, really. They just got off the ships and said,
let's have a duel.
Let's have a duel. Can you imagine if that was the first thing you did? Kind of disembarking in a new colony, and you go, well, I challenge you, sir, to a duel.
Do we know what that is? Is there a record surviving?
We're not quite sure why it happened, and it was between the surgeon John White and his assistant William Balmain, who Balmain is named after.
Oh.
And so we're not quite sure why that happened, but there was definitely wounding for both of them, right? So they shot each other, then walked away, but they didn't die. They were surgeons, that's probably why.
They knew what to do. They knew where to shoot.
They patched themselves up. But, you know, that one in 1827 occurred between Henry Dumerec. It sounds like Dumeresque, but it's actually pronounced Dumerec. And he was the personal assistant to the governor, Ralph Darling. And him and Robert Wardell, who was the owner of the Australian newspaper at the time and also a barrister, met in this field, and the pair attempted and failed to shoot each other 3 times. So obviously they weren't very good shots.
They weren't very good shots.
But maybe that was a good thing. You would hope that your other partner wasn't a good shot, wouldn't you?
The owner of the Australian was involved.
Yes, one of the owners. Yeah, Robert Wardell was quite. And you know Wardell Road.
Darling Street, Wardell Road. We've got a lot of pedestrian footpathing here.
A lot of well known places are named after dueling members of the dueling pair. Yeah, the dueling elite of Sydney, and he was actually quite famous for his for offending people. In the previous year, in 1826, he'd called the Attorney General Sax Bannister, he'd called him the scum of London. So it was definitely, it wasn't common. Dueling wasn't necessarily common in Sydney, but it was definitely a part of Sydney. And not all duels escaped, not all kind of dueling parties escaped unscathed. Mm. There was one situation in April 28 between Charles Penberthy. These are dueling names,
I feel. These are such dueling names.
A chief officer in a female convict ship, and his one of his shipmates, Robert Atkin. And Robert Atkin ended up, after misfiring, he ended up hitting Penberthy, and Penberthy died on the ship later. And he was actually charged with manslaughter. So you think, oh, hang on. So there might have been times where, obviously, a lot of members of the legal profession really didn't look too kindly on dueling, but at the same time also partook in dueling every now and again themselves.
So it was kind of quasi-legal?
Yeah, like, it's kind of, it wasn't necessary. As long as honour was satisfied and there was what they call, honest violence, I believe was the term they used.
Honest violence. Honest violence.
As long as that took place, as long as the rules were adhered to, there was no question there in terms of a legal sense.
Wow.
And so, that was a situation where obviously it didn't quite work out. But there was another situation in September 1831, and I just loved the description. It took place on Garden Island, which, as we know, is the Navy base. And it was arose from a misunderstanding at cards. And then after they dueled, they then left on a boat together and went back to Sydney.
So everyone was fine.
Everyone was fine. So it's that kind of honour has been satisfied. So it's just really interesting to look back at, although there was some opposition from legal experts. Mm. And eventually I think that there's some kind of dispute about the final duel, which took place in 1851. And that was between David Scott Mitchell and also the Premier at the time, who was the first Premier, Donaldson. So he partook in a duel, which, you know, that's how you sorted things out back then.
Yeah, good on. Mike Baird could learn quite a lot.
Yeah, maybe this is, I challenge you to a duel. Maybe that's kind of the future of dispute.
But that would involve, you know, Luke Foley actually turning up, I guess.
Yeah.
No, or doing
you actually have to agree to the duel in the first place.
So, hang on. Why is there a bit of a debate around the final one, whether we know that was the final
one? Well, I think that that is it's kind of said that that is the final one, that an official duel was issued. And, you know, that actually Mitchell's dueling pistols are in the National Museum of Australia.
That's
which
amazing.
Which is kind of awesome.
And just quickly, was this sort of stuff maybe reported on? Like, would this be the sort of thing you'd actually read?
It was definitely, like, when a duel was issued, and this was often an exchange of calling cards, and letters, and they would either accept the duel or not. But even if you didn't, that was reported as well, because it was seen as quite dishonourable. And so these newspapers really did say, a duel will take place on Saturday, the blah, blah, blah. And they had the gentlemen had their seconds, so the men who acted as and then tried to settle it if no one was shooting each other effectively, they would say maybe a verbal apology would work this time, and then honour would be settled, and then they'd move on.
That is absolutely amazing, Nicole. Thank you for about that. A period of Sydney history I did genuinely not know existed.
Thanks to the Dictionary of Sydney.
Well, where can people read more Dictionary of Sydney?
DictionaryofSydney.org.